Well, Jane Marcus is here. Welcome to this hour of the Saturday Light Brigade. And Jane, welcome to you. How long have you been working at Animal Friends?
I have been working at Animal Friends since July, I believe. So, only a couple of months.
You must have a... you've got Blackie there. Blackie the cat.
Blackie Bean.
Hi, Blackie Bean. Oh, Blackie. Now, how old is Blackie?
Blackie is 8 years old.
I thought Blackie was an older cat. Look at me, kitty. Kitty, look at me. Thank you.
Say hello.
Blackie is, as you can imagine, 100% black and is probably a little shy right now because to be an 8-year-old cat... without a forever home is not the greatest condition to be in.
Right.
Tell me how Blackie came to Animal Friends.
She came to us because one of her owners unfortunately passed away. She came to us on December 27th, 2010. And she was actually living with 9 other cats at the time. So, her remaining owner decided that, you know, that was a little bit overwhelming and he couldn't take care of her. So she was brought to us. She lived with them for a little bit over 6 years. And so, you know, for a cat that has had a home for that long and comes to a shelter, it's very overwhelming.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, well, first of all, she's still in mourning. I mean, she must miss the person she was with all the time. And she has to miss the 8 other cats.
Absolutely.
As well.
She's living in our free roam room right now, so she's actually living with, 7 or 8 other cats right now, which is wonderful.
I love the free roam room. If you go to Animal Friends and you're considering adopting, I like to go into the free roam room. It's just a nice place to be. It's like, la, 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 just cats, nothing but cats.
Absolutely. It's a little bit less stressful than a cage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Blackie is available for adoption.
Absolutely,
and she would take a special kind of home. But, you know, if you're looking, I would imagine, for an animal that already kind of understands furniture rules and sort of, you know, just a gentle, not going to be too destructive.
Right, absolutely. She's not a kitten,
yeah.
which is always wonderful. But, you know, my cat at home right now is 16 years old. So 8 years old is by no means, you know, a senior cat or anything. But she is, you know, out of that kitten phase. And her previous owners described her as friendly, affectionate. They said she never had accidents outside of the litter box. She did well with children. She obviously does well with other cats. You know, she is just a lovely, lovely girl.
And she's absolutely beautiful.
She is beautiful.
Sort of a not even charcoal, but just a very... Not jet black, but close to black.
Right.
And she's just a...
Blackie Bean is very fitting for her.
She's really gorgeous.
And it's unfortunate because, you know, a lot of times the black cats get overlooked. There's a lot of superstition attached to them, and they do get adopted less than other cats. So we love to showcase them.
I never thought about that.
Yeah.
And so, boy, if you like cats, or maybe you've got a couple kittens and need somebody to keep them in line, or maybe you're just looking, you know, for a pet that, you know, Blackie needs a good home. I'm sure you can look at Blackie if you go to thinkingoutsidethecage.org.
Exactly. And all of our available cats, dogs, and rabbits are up on that website, and that is updated every hour. So you're right, that is the best way to, you know, see what animals we have available for adoption.
Now, your visit here is pretty timely. Blackie, are you going to talk? I don't think so.
She's not very vocal. You know, not even when we were traveling in the car. She's a great traveler, but not a very vocal cat. And I did want to mention she's 13 pounds, 9 ounces. And any of our animals also are spayed or neutered, microchipped, and up to date on all their vaccinations, as well as frontlined and dewormed.
Kurt Cooper just looked up. That's a big cat, at least where I come from. We just had our cats at the vet, and they're about 11 pounds. That's a big cat. Just kidding there, Blackie Bean.
Yes, she says, excuse you, I'm very svelte.
Yes.
She has a girly figure.
Actually, she is very sleek looking. I'm starting to mention that, you know, it's very timely that you're here. And, you know, it's somewhat cliche about talking about animals and the cold, but there are some things, I think, that people don't think about necessarily, like salt and antifreeze and dirty snow.
I'm very glad you brought that up. Yeah, a lot of things, something people don't realize is that, you know, dogs, when they walk out into the snow, the salt is very corrosive on their paw pads. So the best thing to do is, you know, as soon as they come back from a walk, just wipe off their pads with, you know, a damp towel, especially before they have a chance to lick them off. And we've actually had some animals in the shelter who have a very painful reaction to the salt. So that's a great thing to do. Just keep a damp towel right in front of the door. And then also antifreeze, you're right, is very, very damaging. If the animals ever get to it, it tastes sweet to dogs and animals. So you want to make sure that is not available to them, that there's no spills. Absolutely not.
Now, some animals, even in weather as cold as it is now, still are in doghouses or barns.
Right.
And it's okay, I guess, if animals are used to that. But there's some things you can do to make them more comfortable.
Right. We do understand at Animal Friends that a lot of animals are still outdoor animals, even though, you know, we do advocate being indoors. But if that is the situation where that has to be the case, we have a program where you can get free straw from us. If you line a doghouse, an enclosed space with straw, it is 10 to 20 degrees warmer than if you wouldn't. So we do have free straw donations. You can if you're interested in that, you can call 412-847-7066 to reserve a bundle. And we do have a program. If you're not able to have transportation to pick it up, we can, arrange transportation for you to drop it off. I rather.
You're very prepared. You know,
I
all
am.
The answers today.
Well, at Animal Friends, we are a resource center, not just a shelter. So we provide lots of information.
Well, you can reach Animal Friends by going to thinkingoutsidethecage.org. You can also reach them by just going a little bit north on I-279 to the Camp Horn exit.
Exactly.
Turn left, and you'll see them ahead on their left. Jane, is there anything else you'd like to mention?
You know what? I don't believe so. I could talk forever about our available animals. They are all wonderful. And, you know, if you have any questions, just please don't hesitate to call us. Shoot us an email, whatever you'd like to, you know, whatever you'd like to ask. We're available.
Well, thank you, Jane. And I hope you'll be back again. And nothing personal there, Blackie Bean, but I hope the next that I won't see you again because unless it's your owner bringing you down for a follow-up visit.
Yeah, that's what we hope as well.
Year one, or excuse me, unless it's the person you own bringing
you down. Yeah, the goal at Animal Friends is for us to be out of jobs soon. We don't want any homeless animals.
Thanks so much, Jane.
Thank
you.
For
coming down. It's an absolute pleasure to have you with us. And again, thinkingoutsidethecage.org. You also can phone for straw at 412-847-7066.